Morning, everybody. Today we are continuing a discussion as to whether or not Kiddushin can be resultant upon a loan. And there is a dispute as to what the dispute is. Okay, that's not a redundancy. There's a dispute as to what the dispute is. And the Gemara today is trying to figure out what exactly is the dispute. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to ask Akasha on the Machloikas of the Tanoim, on the din that Rav Huna said, the din that Rav Huna is about to say. Ve'lo ha'damar Rav Huna, ha'shoel kardam echavero. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, approximately two-thirds of the way down. Ha'shoel kardam echavero. Let's say somebody borrows an axe from his friend. Bikabo, and he starts to chop, right? He starts chopping wood. So at the moment he starts chopping wood, kono, he is kona vis-a-vis, that the mashiel, the lender, can no longer ask for it in return. But, loy bikabo, but if he has not done the initial chop yet, loy kono, and the mashiel, the lender, can ask for it in return. Oh, so the Gemara then says, lema kitanai amro lishmaisa. Let's say the following, that the machlokas atanoim, as to whether or not the kardom, this axe, is in the property of the owner still, prior to usage. Okay, let us say that that is the opinion that we learned yesterday, which I wasn't here for, of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who happens to be my father's name, right? Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that the monies of a loan, they're still in the property of the lender until they get spent. Not like the opinion of the Tanakhama, who says that the money has already transferred on a loan once the money has gone into the possession of the borrower. Okay? So that's what we want to say now. That this opinion, quote of Rav Huna, is equivalent to the opinion of Rav Shimon Elazar. And then it would come out, because Rav Shimon Elazar says, Hamilve, Hamikadeshas, the milveh, one who's engaged to a woman through a loan, is successful. And you could stem that with the opinion we just said of Huna, because if Ruvain, if somebody lends money to the woman, and the woman has yet to spend money yet, whose possession is that still in? The owner of the money. And therefore, you can mekadesh the isha on that money, because why? Because the money still belongs to the person, to the lender, not to the borrower. Says the Gemara, lo, you can't make the sushtel. The words of Rav Huna are not dependent upon the machlokas tanoim. Why? Because you make a distinction. Ad kan loy pligi ela b'milva. Up until now, the machlokas amongst the tanoim as to whether kiddushin behalva works, that's only a machlokas when it comes to a loan. Why? De lo hadra be'eni. Because the borrower does not need to return the same monies. Right? It could be the value that they replace, which is any money. And therefore, the Tanakhama holds that as soon as the borrower takes the money, it enters their possession, and the lender can no longer retract. Aval b'she'ela, when it comes to a borrowing of an object, in our case an axe, dehadra be'ena, when you return the axe the way it is, divrei hakol, everybody will agree to this principle of bika bo in, lo bikabo, lo kano. It all depends as to whether or not the chopping has happened or not, as to whether or not the mashiel, the lender, could ask for this axe in return. Okay. The Gemara now wants to depend the din of Rav vis-a-vis Kiddushin Behalva with a different machlokes tanoim. Good morning. Okay, remember, Rav says yesterday, what was Rav's din yesterday in the very beginning of actually, it wasn't even yesterday, I would say it was a number of days ago. Rav says, a mekadesh b'milve, eina mekudeshes. That's what Rav says. So now the Gemara says, neima kitanai. Let us say the din of Rav was originally a machlokas in the tanoi. What's the case? Hiskadshali b'shtar chov. A man says to a woman in a very romantic way, let us get engaged with this contract of debt. Now, I'm not going to specify what this contract of debt is yet, because the Gemara is going to grapple as to what it is. Okay? So, Iskadshali b'shtachov, let us get Niskadesh with this contract of debt that I have, okay? O sheyelo milve bi'aracherim, or Ruvain has an outstanding loan. When I say outstanding, I don't mean great. I mean that it's not yet been paid up. So Shimon owes Reuven money, and he says to the young lady, right? And he writes to her what's called a harshah, that she now has the rights to go collect that money from Shimon. So he wants to mekadesh her based on that outstanding loan from somebody else. So okay? So we have a machlokas Rav Meir Chachamim. What? Similar, not really. Shibud Rav Nasan is when there's two loans, and then you could just A to B to C, and C, A can collect from C. A little different. So says the Gemara, Hai Shtar Chov Hechi Dami. Remember the case that was ambiguous before? The Shtar Chov? What is the case? Says the Gemara, Ilei Mishtar Chov De'acherim. If you're going to tell me that Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven just gives that shtar chov to a young lady to Mekadesh, says the Gemara, Hainu milva biyad acherim. That's identical to the second case in the Brisa. Can't be. Why would the Brisa repeat itself? El alav, what's the case? Shtar chov didei. She owes him money. A shtar chov, where she owes Reuven money, Sarah owes Reuven money. And Reuven says, you know the shtar chov that I have on you? Take the shtar chov, let's Mekadesh with this shtar chov. So Reuven is giving this young lady the shtar chov. Oh, that's exactly it. And Yitzchak Lucas, Elalav, what's the case? B'shtar chov dida with her shtar chov u'mekadesh b'milva kimiflagi. And what's the machlokas in the brisa then? What's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Rebbe says mikudeshes, Chacham says mikudeshes. So who is Rav like? Rav is going to be like the opinion of the Chachamim that mikadesh b'milva ain't mikudeshes. Very good, Loi. Says the Gemara, no, rejected. Right? Leolam, really, we're going to establish the Brisa as it's a shtar chov de'acher. Really, Reuven is giving over to Sarah the shtar chov that Shimon owes Reuven money. Aye, it's the same case as the Seifa. Says the Gemara, hacha b'milva b'shtar b'milva apek miflagi. Here, the machlokas Tanoim is just pointing out two different ways. If you have a milveh, if Reuven has an outstanding loan from Shimon, if Shimon owes the money, one case is there is a written shtar, okay, and now he's going to mekadesh the young lady with the shtar, and another case is where there is an oral loan, and now Reuven writes a contract, so to speak, to Sarah, her shah, saying she can collect from Shimon. And it's highlighting the two different cases. The Brisa needed to repeat itself because the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim is in both of these cases. Now the Gemara is going to clarify what is the logic of the Machlokes in each one of these cases. Bim bilva b'shtar b'may pligi. What are they arguing about in the case of Halva b'shtar? Namely, if Reuven has a loan that Shimon owes Reuven money, and then Reuven takes that shtar and gives it to his young maiden, Sarah, and he says, let's mekadesh with the shtar. What's the Machlokes, Rebbe Chachamim? What's the machlokas? B'may pligi b'plugs with the Rebbe Rabbanim come b'pligi. Right? This, Sanya, we learned in the following. There's a machlokas out there in the world whether or not osios niknos b'mesira, which means osios are letters. Are they kone with mesira? When Rabbi Klappel puts the Gemara in my hand, you see this? Wow. Am I now kone the Gemara that Rabbi Klappel also? Right? Oh, niknos b'mesira. That's going hand to hand. So now, when Reuven gives the shtar to Sarah, is Sarah now the owner of the shtar? So the opinion of Divrei Rebbe is it does in fact work. And since that works, and now Sarah is the proud new owner of the loan, and Shimon has to pay her back, therefore they make mekadesh with that. The Chachamim Omrin, the Chachamim say, no! Bein shekasev velo maser. Whether the mocher writes a new contract, velo maser, and doesn't give it over. Ben Shemaser, whether he gives it over velo kasa, but they don't write an additional contract on that loan, lo kana, the next person is not going to purchase the loan, ad until sheyichto, they write a new contract v'yimsor. But what do we see? Simply giving over the original contract from Reuven to Sarah will not give Sarah any new rights, and therefore the Nami Kadeshes on the Shtarchov. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Mar, Rabbi Meir, who holds that Mekadesh Isha B'Shtar Chov is Mekudesh Islay the Rebbe, he holds like Rebbe where Osios Niknes B'Mesira, Umar, and the Chachamim who say that Isha is Miskadesh, Umar, who holds like the Chachamim, who say that it's not miskadeshes, leislay the Rebbe, they don't hold of Rebbe, namely osios eino niknis b'mesira. You can't give over a contract, and now all of a sudden she took over the loan just by handing it over. So that's one way of analyzing the machlokas. The Gemara is now going to bring another machlokas Rav Meir Chachamim, another analysis, I should say, of the machlokas Rav Meir Chachamim. Iba yisema. Now what I would do now is put a little two with a circle here, because we're going to have a host of Ibayis Amos to understand this machlokas we just had between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So here we go. Number two. Dekuli Alma Leis L'Derebi. Nobody holds Osios Niknas B'Mesira. So now we're stuck. We need to know why by Mekadesh B'Shtar Chov would there be Mekudeshes at all? Because if Reuven gives something to Sarah, what is he giving her? Sarah still can't collect the loan from Shimon. They're arguing about the opinion of Rav Papa. What does Rav Papa say? A person who sells a contract of debt to somebody else. Reuven has a debt in a normal case where Shimon owes the money. So Reuven says, Levi, I'll sell you. Shimon owes me 100 bucks. I'll sell it to you for 80 bucks. So Levi says, Givaldik, I'll buy it for 80 bucks. I'm going to get 100 bucks down the road. Reuven says, great, because I need the $80 now. I can't wait for the 100 bucks. Everybody's a winner. What's the halacha? Sarech, does Levi need to write, Kani lechu v'chol shibudeha? Does he need to write, I purchased it and all of its liens, v'chol shibudeha? Mar Islay de Rapapa, the one who holds like Rapapa, who says the woman is not miskadeshes because the Makna did not write the Chol Shibudeha. Umar and Rav Meiru says that it is Mikudeshes. Leislay de Rapapa doesn't hold like Rapapa. So now if you transfer that machlokas over to the woman, when Sarah gets it from Reuven, she purchases the rights to collect from Shimon, does she not need to write this addendum or not? If she needs to write the addendum, then she's not miskadeshes. If she doesn't need to write the addendum, she is miskadeshes to Reuven. Third possibility as to what miskadeshes b'shtar chov means. Put a three with a circle. This way when you look at the Gemara, you could see all the machlokas. You put the three with the circle already. Givaldik. If you want, I'll tell you another way. Everybody holds her a puppy. You need to write the addition. What's the machlokas here? Here they argue about Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Da'amar Shmuel, Hamocher Shtarchov Lechavero. In a normal case, if Tom is selling his Shtarchov to Bill. Okay? Now, Chazer, now, look at this weasel move. So Reuven is owed money by Shimon. Reuven says, Levi, you want to buy for 80 bucks? Levi says, Givaldik. Levi purchases it. With all the words sucked up. But now Reuven does what? Reuven says to Shimon, you know what? Remember that loan you owed me money? Remember the 100 bucks? Michael Zayn. Can he or can he not? Machlokas. Let's see. Hamochesh Darachov L'chaver, if one sells a debt to his friend, and then Chazer, he comes back, Reuven comes back, Umochlo, and he's Michael, and he waives the loan. Mochel. He can be Mochel. The Afilu Yoresh, and even Reuven's children could come and Michael. So you want to ask me how could that be? I'll give you a little lumdus. How do we understand Shibud Derev Nasan in general? How do we understand A to B to C? Do we understand it that A bypasses B? Or do we understand it that A goes to B goes to C? See, if we understand it that it bypasses Avada, he can't be Moichel. But if we say it's A is going through B, going through C, then of course he can't be Moichel. But anyway, that's just a side point. Now, Dimar the Chachamim holds, it's a side point, we'll talk about it afterwards. Dimar Islay de Shmuel, the opinion of the Chachamim holds of Shmuel that the Malva, the person in the middle, could still be Mochel, and therefore a woman is not miskadeshes when she purchases a Shtar Chov because she doesn't really have it because there's still an interference. If Reuven gives to Sarah a loan, here you go, collect from Levi, collect from Shimon. Is he really giving her something? Because if Reuven could still be Mochel on the loan, that he's not giving her anything, therefore they're not miskadeshes. Umar lays laid to Shmuel. But Mar, the other opinion of Meir, doesn't hold like Shmuel, and therefore he holds that a woman can be miskadeshes by the Shtar Chov. Number four, forward a circle, to analyze the machlokas from Meir Chachamim. Whether or not Mekadesh Bishtar could Mekadesh Anisha. Vibay Seyma Dukule Alma Yisru Dushul. Everybody holds like Shmuel, that the middleman can be Meichel on the loan. Here, we're arguing about the das, the knowledge of the woman. What's her deal? What's she thinking? Mar Savra Isha Samcha Daita. Reb Meir holds that a woman, she has smichas das on the husband, and she trusts that she's marrying this guy, Reuven, so she trusts that Reuven's not going to be machal on the loan. Meimer Amr, she'll say, lo shavik le lididi umachal le lachrini, the husband's not going to leave me alone and machal it, and, you know, forget about it, and machal on the loan to Shimon, that Shimon gets off the hook. Umar Savra Dachachamim hold, no. Isha Nami lo samcha daita, never trust anything until you have the loan in your hands. So now we have four understandings of the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim as to whether or not you can mekadesh an isha based on a shtarchov. Four of them, okay? Chazer it in your heads by the four different opinions. Osios niknis b'mesira, the opinion of Rav Papa, as to whether or not you have to have additional words, whether or not you could be moichel, and then the fourth one is whether or not you have the smichas das. A little bit vaiter. Let's continue. Now the Gemara, up until now we had the machlokas Rav Meir Chachamim vis-a-vis mekadesh isha b'shtarchov. Now we're going to explain the other part as to whether or not mekadesh by a loan that was ba'al peh, and now you're transferring that over to the woman. B'milva al peh b'may pligi. What's the machlokas there? So the Gemara says bid Rav Huna Marav. They're arguing about the opinion of Rav Huna Marav. What did Rav Huna Marav say? Dem Rav Huna Marav manali biyadcho. A person says, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Tenu leploni, do me a favor, Shimon, give it to Levi. B'maymich loshtin kane. And you have Levi's there. This is called maymich loshtin. This is another important halachic concept. Maymich loshtin. So now you have all three people present. Is this oral declaration enough? Mar sever ki kamarav hani milibi because it. This only works when it comes to an object. Aval bin milve lo, when it comes to a loan, it's no good. Umar sever loishna milve loishna pikad. Then there's no distinction between the two. Even when there's a loan, he could be kona to a third party with maimich loshtin, and therefore, just like you could acquire it to a third party, the woman could also acquire it, and therefore the kedusha would be good. Givaldik. Okay, now the Gemara is going to clarify this opinion, but we've had enough for one day. We're going to stop over here and continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Very...